Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, cloudy with occasional showers possible this afternoon. We'll have a high of about 36. Right now in Kenosha, 35 degrees, 32 in Burlington, Milwaukee 35, and it's 36 in Racine. Might be a few slippery spots around this morning. Had a number of accidents being reported already in Kenosha and Racine County, so do drive with some caution. Those pavements not just wet this morning, might be a little icy in some spots. Pleasant Prairie's Mark Jensen, whose 2008 conviction for murdering his wife with antifreeze 10 years earlier was overturned, he'll likely remain in jail at least until his new trial, which may not come until early next year. What's kept this case going? The so-called letter from the grave penned by Julie Jensen. She urged law enforcement to look at her husband if anything happened to her. In Kenosha Circuit Court, Judge Chad Kirkman said Jensen's bond at $1.2 million, same amount as prior to his first trial.
We are now in the same position we were at before the jury trial, and so I think that the bond should be similar. I think the bond should continue at $1.2 million.
The defense attorney, Craig Albee, asked for a $50,000 bond, said that if Jensen wanted to flee, he could have done that before his first trial. Also, because Jensen qualifies financially now for a public defender, Albee is being replaced by an attorney who told the judge she'll need at least a year to learn about and plan for Jensen's retrial. Former Kenosha DA Bob Jambois, though, will return to prosecute. A status conference for the Jensen case is scheduled for early May. Concerns about access to liquid nicotine are on the rise, along with the popularity of refillable electronic cigarettes. GOP State Representative Samantha Kirkman of Randall says the substance is largely unregulated. It can actually be quite dangerous to young children.
Nicotine is a very, very deadly substance in its pure form, and mixed with flavors and scents makes it very attractive to children.
Kirkman, co-sponsor of a bill that would require liquid nicotine refill cartridges to be sold in child-resistant packaging. It's a proposal that got a public hearing at the Capitol this week and is now awaiting action from an assembly committee. In Milwaukee, the Public Works Commissioner, Ghassan Korban, apologizing to the alderman on the Public Works Committee for his department's response to last week's snowstorm.
I do want to reemphasize, and it cannot be overstated, how important it is the work that our men and women do every day, and specifically in this storm. The hours that they put in, the dedication, it has been tremendous and just cannot be lost, whether it's the drivers, it's the dispatchers, the mechanics. They take this so seriously. I don't know if that could be overstated.
Korban also noting the forecast for last Monday night was just 2 inches of snow, but the city got hit with a record 9 inches. Alderman praising the DPW workers, but leveling numerous criticisms of the plowing operation, calling it inefficient. Back on December the 28th, that storm that lashed the southeast area was a mixture of snow and freezing rain and sleet and winds. Winds close to 50 miles per hour. That helped cause significant damage to part of Kenosha's lakeshore, specifically at Kemper Center. That according to County Board Supervisor Dennis Alverman, who chairs the committee that oversees facilities.
Extensive damage. It came, if you know the parking lot there to the east, it came up far enough to do damage to the pedestrian path. So we are dealing with our insurance companies on that right now, and part of that pedestrian path is closed.
Elverman telling his county board colleagues that storm caused waves to erode the non-frozen soil, buckling part of the path. That's why there's a stop sign now in place. Oh, and somebody's wayward drone landed on the property of Caledonia resident Bob Stevens recently. He's been trying to find the owner ever since. Stevens lives near Five Mile Road in Randall Lane, found the drone in his backyard during the Christmas holiday. His efforts to locate the owner, is in the immediate neighborhood anyway, proved unsuccessful, so now he's got paper flyers out posted on poles at some nearby locations, asking the owner to get in contact with him. The drone, which may or may not have been a gift, was not damaged. Kenosha City Plan Commission is meeting later this afternoon. On the agenda, expansion of Gateway Technical College's Public Safety Training Center. Gateway wants to add on to the existing technical building to create a 12-lane indoor shooting range to replace the current outdated facility. This would also include renovations to other parts of the building. Also on the agenda, a project plan amendment to the tax incremental district for the planned renovations to the Heritage House in downtown Kenosha. Also a conditional use permit for a new Fresh Time restaurant, a new store that is, on Southport Plaza. That meeting starting at 5 this afternoon in Kenosha. In Racine, you got to get things done by partnerships. That's the message from Mayor John Dickert. He's been preaching that for the last several years. This year, he wants even more partnerships to help make the entire community better. On WRJN's Community Conversations, the mayor said we're at the cusp of some great opportunities coming our way.
Due to just a slow but upward trend in the economy, but also more importantly, because of the sheer desire and need for water moving forward. So I think we're right there. But if we don't do the right preparation and put in the right infrastructure, we're going to get bypassed. And we can't afford to have that happen.
The mayor adding that the RAMAC business gathering a few weeks back was a really good thing and a catalyst for what needs to maybe happen going forward. And the Racine Zoological Society gets named a recipient of the Association of Zoos Aquariums Quarter Century Award. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Established last year, the new award acknowledges facilities that have maintained AZA accreditation continuously for 25 years or more, highlighting their commitment to animal care, welfare, conservation, education, and more. The Racine Zoo is one of 119 facilities to receive the award. To be accredited, facilities have to complete a thorough review that includes an on-site inspection to ensure they meet rising standards, which include animal care, veterinary programs, conservation, education, and safety. AZA requires zoos and aquariums to successfully complete the process every 5 years in order to be members of the association. A special plaque honoring the achievement will be displayed on the zoo grounds. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Remember, WRJN newscasts are in podcast form. They're on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com and look in the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.